This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. House Democrats are mounting an extraordinary effort to remove President Trump from office before his term ends next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
In the Capitol, still bearing scars of last week's riot, more stunning scenes, with David Cicilline and Democrats moving toward voting by midweek on a single article of impeachment.
He incited insurrection against the government of the United States.
But Democrats are urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to act first.
To activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
Republicans have blocked that resolution for now, though the full House is expected to vote tomorrow before a potential impeachment vote Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer has concerns about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters of President Trump. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is blasting President Trump for last week's insurrection of the Capitol. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever.
Arnold Schwarzenegger mincing no words when it comes to the man he replaced as host of the reality TV show The Apprentice. Schwarzenegger compared the mob that stormed the Capitol last week to the Nazis who overran Germany and his native Austria in 1938. The Terminator actor ripped Trump personally, noting that his term as president will soon be terminated.
Good thing is that he soon will be as irrelevant as an old tweet.
Schwarzenegger's tirade